The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the host and the guests and are not necessarily those of WCCM or its sponsors.
I don't care if you never come home. I don't mind if you just keep on rolling away on a distant sea. 'Cause I don't love you and you don't love me. They cause a commotion when you come to town. You give them a smile and they melt. Having lovers and friends is all good and fine. But I don't like yours and you don't.
Good morning, I'm Dan Lynch from Daniel's Video Productions. It is Tuesday, July 19th, 2011. This is Volume 1, Chapter 21 of the R&D Radio Show. And you're listening to us on 1110 AM WCCM. If you are not picking up the signal, but for some godforsaken reason you can hear me speaking right now, you must be online at www.1110wccm.com. Today we have a very special guest. This is the woman of my dreams right here. Now Bruce, I always bring good-looking women in here. None of them will ever beat this woman right here.
Don't forget it. First time I met her. Hello.
Hi,
welcome. Get nice and close to the mic.
Nice and close to the mic. She's getting all comfortable.
There you go. See?
I'll pull the mic closer to the mic.
Excellent. There you go. Yeah. This is my wife, Kathy Lynch.
Kathy. Nice to see you.
Nickname Charlie.
Charlie's here.
Yes, Charlie is in the house.
Yeah.
And we will be discussing basically anything today. So Charlie seems to think that she knows everything.
Of course.
So, folks, if you have a question about anything, give a call, and Charlie will give a good answer. So anything,
that's
please.
Right. I do know everything.
The funny thing is, we could be having a little discussion, and I might disagree with her or something, and she'll give me an answer about it, and I'll be like, blah, blah, blah. Then I'll walk away and think about it, and she's usually right.
She's right.
She's usually right.
I just feel the only opinion that matters is mine.
Yeah.
That's true. Okay, anyway, you can reach us by phone if you do want to call and have a problem that you want Charlie to discuss with you. You can call us at 978-687-8005. Toll free, that's 877-687-8005. And if you're wondering where Ronnie is today, of course, we feel him missing here because he's usually the one running the show. He's not here today because he is doing his civic duty and is at jury duty. So we'll miss him this week and look forward to him being back here next week. And as always, you can listen to any of our shows online anytime on our podcast at www.boopa.com/blog.
Oops.
Man, I almost got through this. My biggest critic right here.
You betcha.
Absolutely.
Has to be.
Click on the R&D Radio Show link when you go to that website. So, honey, where were we? Now, Bruce, we've been married 21 years now. Well, almost 22. And she's still telling me how to drive.
I can't take it. He's gotten worse.
I've gotten worse?
Yeah, no, well, you used to be a good driver. Now you just...
And what happens?
You just think you can beat people.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you've gotten
aggressive. Beat people?
Well, if there's like this little space.
That's not true.
Yeah, Oh, you say, no, that guy was way back there.
That guy was way...
No.
You know what? Well, here's a perfect example. We pull into a supermarket or something, and I'll go to turn into a spot, and it's, well, why didn't you pick that one there?
Well, I don't understand why.
And then it turns into an argument.
No, because he says, oh, honey, we're getting older. We have to exercise. We should start walking and stuff. But he won't take a spot that's way down at the end. He'll sit and wait. He'll wait.
Time is valuable.
Somebody backs out to get the closest spot to the
door. That's not true.
It is true. Like, why are we sitting there? We could have been out of the market by now. By the time you wait for that perfect spot, I don't get that. I just don't get it.
Okay, now, are you comfortable now, honey?
You're bugging me today.
Because she was very nervous about coming in here, so I figured we'd continue like a little argument. You're just pulling into the McDonald's because I need my weekly fix before I come in here. I get a little something.
Okay.
Now, she never sees it because she's never here.
Yeah,
she never comes here. This is her first time. And the guy who was in front of us at the drive-thru was pretty close to the building. And she says to me, don't pull up like that guy there. I mean, honey, come on.
So
anything else?
Yeah. No, you have to stop at McDonald's when we're rushed for time getting here. But I say I have to use the ladies' room, and you're like, do you really have to go that bad? Oh, but we had time to stop at McDonald's.
Well, listen, honey, we get a phone call.
Oh.
Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have to talk about the parking stuff. Me and my wife, I mean, we're almost got divorced over this.
Oh, really?
My wife will go to the gym every day, and she does. But when it comes to parking, she has to wait and wait to get one right up front. You know how many times we've had our car dented and dinged and screwed up?
Yes.
And I used to get it done pretty cheap where I worked. But now I don't work there no more. I always park my vehicle way back. I just walk up there. I know it's always going to be in good shape.
Why do I feel that this is going against me here?
It is definitely against you.
You know, she's exaggerating because I don't always go for that first spot.
No, I'm not exaggerating.
Oh, boy. No. My wife will ride around for 10 minutes, waste all the gas and everything else so she can park up, and she goes to the gym. I say, why do you go to the gym? Come on, why don't we just walk and park back here? There's 1,000 parking spaces back here, and nope. We got to find the one right up front. And then we come back, of course, there's a scratch on the car.
Oh.
See, Danny? See? I'm right.
So you are 100% right. So I'm going to agree with the woman today.
She always says she's right about everything. That's one for Charlie, zero for Dan.
Oh, well, I just got to tell you, I used to get the paint jobs done cheap. Now she's parking in the back because I don't get them done cheap anymore.
Okay.
That's one of our biggest fights is where we park. I hate going out shopping. You know, she drives most of the time. I don't like to drive.
Usually when I park close to something is like Home Depot, because I don't want to be all the way in the back and have to bring all that stuff way in the back.
Oh, come on.
You got them on wheels.
What do you mean I'm lying? Don't call me a liar in front of the whole Merrimack Valley here, hon.
It's every place. And when I drive you and I park the car, you're like, why are you parking here? I'll just ignore you.
That's not true.
Put the car in.
Call it. That's not true.
Yeah, you do.
Well, anyway, I'm going to agree. Is that your wife?
That's my wife, Charlie.
Oh, I love her. Tell her I love her.
Oh,
and,
she's a
dog. 100% right.
Okay. Thank you, Carla.
Take care.
You have a good day.
Wow. Huh?
Well, you know, she kind of exaggerates
I'm
a bit,
not
though. Every time she tells a story, something can come out of my mouth, Bruce. I'll tell her something, and then she'll turn and tell one of her friends, and the story is completely changed.
No, it is not.
Wow, this is getting nice.
No,
but anyway.
Brian, you may have to get over there and put him in the middle over there. You know?
What's your name again?
Referee.
Brian Hutchie.
Brian, this is my wife, Charlie. Now, he's a comedian, huh?
Hi.
Yeah.
He's a comedian.
That's right.
He does better than you did, I bet.
Well, that's what I was about to get at. Now, I am struggling to be a comedian, and a damn good one, I might say.
Yeah, you struggle to be a lot, man. You have a lot of dreams.
Wow.
And the only person who didn't support me.
Man, I don't believe this.
It's amazing that I'm still with you. No, that's not true. I love you, honey. I love you forever, and you're my best friend, so.
See?
We just don't like each other sometimes, that's all.
Well, that's not true. That's not true. But, all right, so now we have things to talk about,
okay,
right?
Okay, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I know one thing that was bugging you was the price of Netflix going up. I have wonderful news about that.
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, wait, what did you hear?
60%.
60% what?
Price increase.
Price increase for what?
Netflix. What are you talking about? Didn't you just ask me a question?
I just wanted. Well, actually, that's for people who get the DVDs.
Okay.
So people who just do the streaming is going to stay the same price.
Lucky.
Yes. So I can continue watching my Dark Shadows.
Oh, Dark Shadows.
Yes.
Yeah, boy, that goes back.
He puts that on every time he needs to go to sleep.
Is that right?
I know why. Put me to sleep, too.
Oh, okay. What else? All right, so we went to the beach last week.
Yep.
Now, this is a big topic. I think this will get her going. The bathing suits. You had a problem with bathing suits.
Yeah.
What happened?
Some people just shouldn't be wearing what they wear. I don't know why I put so much thought in picking out a bathing suit. And I'm going to kill you for this.
Go ahead.
And then, like, just to see the way some people are dressed. Yeah. It's awful.
What, too small, too big? What, the bathing suit's just too small for the bigger person or too big for the smaller person? Or maybe it's the colors?
Too small for the bigger person.
Is it the style?
And the style.
What kind of styles bother you?
Danny, come on.
No, come on. We were having a wonderful day at the beach, and then she started complaining about... I'll tell you what, though. The bathing suits looked good, looked real good.
They did?
Uh-huh.
All of them?
Well, all the ones I noticed. See, I seem to block out these ones that she's talking about.
You do, yeah.
Yeah, because your eye's still wandering. A woman doesn't block that out, though. She looks at other ones like, oh, that's a nice bathing suit. And then you see a nice bathing suit, and it's like, well, it shouldn't be on her. Just
Right.
Next subject.
We had a wonderful time at the beach, though, right?
Yeah, we had a good day.
Were you upset about the cloud cover? Or?
I like it when it's sunny.
Well,
but
now
we ended
see
up
the
getting sun. Are you going to pick on me because we got sun anyway? It was cloudy.
No, you. I'm just trying to have a conversation.
I know your conversation, Sonny. Just go next one.
Well, I have nothing at the moment. Actually,
check his notes.
On a serious note, an officer from the Middlesex Sheriff's Office. He was in a bar in Lowell. I don't know if it was last night or whatever, but he got beat up by 4 ex-cons.
Come on.
And he's in the hospital. Yeah, he's doing kind of bad, I guess. So,
when was this?
I believe it was last night or yesterday. But, yeah. So that kind of stinks.
Boy. There was a soldier up in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, was beat up, I guess, over the weekend, too.
You're kidding me. Yeah. A soldier?
A soldier was in a bar. You saw it, didn't you, Brian?
Yep.
Saw on TV, yeah.
Well, was he starting something?
No. He was outside, went out for smoke, and 3 or 4 guys just jumped and had a fight with him.
Wow. Mm-mm. What happened to him?
Well, he's in the hospital.
Man.
Yeah. And he had a Purple Heart. He's a Purple Heart recipient, too.
Oh, boy. I think of what these guys were talking about on the show right before us about, you know, the gun and why can't people just use fists.
That's right.
One of them said usually it's fists when it's like 1 against 5 or something, you know. And that's true.
You hear about it every day. Look in the newspaper and you talk about guns being around and they're still ripping people off their handbags. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I worry about like just climbing into your car and somebody saying, oh, looks like a nice car.
They had carjackings over the weekend in Lawrence.
Is that right?
Yeah.
With people in them.
That's right.
You see why I tell you?
What do you tell me?
Drive right.
Yeah.
Don't cut people off.
Nope. I don't cut people. Cut me off.
Yeah, and when he's classic for when he's in the car and that happens.
What?
Oh, must be Dan Lynch driving. They must know it's Dan Lynch.
Oh, will you stop this? You know, my small little fan base, I don't want to lose them, okay?
You won't lose them.
I'm helping you.
Again, if anybody wants to call with anything they need to talk with Charlie about.
They want to do some husband bashing. I'm here for
you. All right.
978-687-8005. Don't be shy. Don't be timid. Give us a call. What was I had something on my mind. It was right here. And then I went and did that little schmear and I forgot. This happens to me all the time, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? I think you make me nervous.
I make you nervous?
Yes, you do.
I'm doing my job.
Yeah. Now, I play guitar. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
And I love playing guitar. I love playing in front of people. But why is it when you're there, I make mistakes? I get nervous. Because I look out and I see you giggling and laughing at me, shaking your head.
Because I can pick out your mistakes. Other people can't. I can be like, you just messed up. And you know it.
So the cabinets came out nice in the pantry, huh?
You did a great job.
Do you want to tell people how you helped with the planning?
No.
Why not? because you feel that you did it.
I feel I didn't, no. Everything I suggested, you were like, that's crazy. What? Are you out of your mind?
That wasn't everything, yeah. Honey. Come Mostly. On. Come on.
And you talk about gutting another room, that will never happen.
That will be happening soon. No. You'll be hearing about it right here on WCCM.
Get any jokes?
We'll sit over there. Can you sit in that chair?
Absolutely.
Sit right over there. There you go.
Now, see, if Ron was here, he'd be on top of this. He'd be sitting in the middle of us, breaking us up. It wasn't supposed to turn into this.
That's right. So just for the record, my name is Brian Henschy, and I'm a comedian, and I do my own radio show on a couple other stations. So actually, you talked about the beach earlier, and I know Charlie doesn't quite want to talk about that. And by the way, for those of you listening here on WCCM, Charlie is very pretty. She's beautiful.
She's my babe.
I don't know how Dan made that happen.
Stop.
But anyway, that
She's
being
got
said.
She's the greatest smile.
And
greatest
I'm not
smile.
Just trying to kiss her butt to get like points
here. He gets
here.
A bell for that.
You know why? She makes me melt. I mean, yes. We might be sitting here doing our typical thing where we bicker between each other, but she's got me wrapped.
Excellent.
But that's how we get along.
Mm. Well, I was going to say about the beach, and I know Charlie started to get a little uncomfortable when started talking about the beach.
Well, I don't want to offend anybody.
Well, the thing is, they are offending us. And that's the problem, because when you're at the beach, like I went with my girlfriend to the beach. We went to Hampton on Sunday.
Yeah.
There are people wearing things that should not be worn Absolutely. At the beach. It's one thing if you are in shape,
Good shape.
Which I am not that much in shape. Mm-hmm. However, there are women. There was a woman who had to be 400 pounds wearing a bikini.
Yes,
and I was like, what is she doing? And I was talking with my girlfriend about it, and she was like, wow, it's amazing how some of these women have such confidence.
Right.
And I said, it's not confidence. It's complete ignorance of
what
they look like.
I know.
They are offending the visually.
Well, they need that tan. They need the tan. Oh so God. We all have to suffer. They're hogging the sun.
It is eye abuse. To have that being visible.
Yes, and this
people.
Is not picking on heavy people because there are a lot of great heavy people out there. And I'm sure these people who don't know how to wear bathing suits properly are wonderful people. But
well, they look good when they wear the right bathing suit.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
It's bizarre, though, because, I mean, I can tell you when I am at the beach, I am covered up, like, almost like in a burka. Until the moment I need to actually, you know, get in the water, I'm covered. And, you know,
really?
I'm not a huge fat guy. I mean, I'm like 225 pounds. I'm 5'11". But I really try hard to be cognizant of other people and their eyeballs, and I don't want to offend anybody, you know, with my visual disgustingness.
So you wear the big bathing suits that come down to the knees, right?
I'm like the guy with the mustache with the straps and the one piece. No. But yeah, I try to cover up as much as I can until the moment of entering into the water. So
there you go.
Yeah. So the beach has changed. And by the way, Massachusetts is supposed to be the fourth fittest state in the union.
Right.
I believe the fattest state is Mississippi now.
Really?
Yeah.
And Massachusetts is supposed to be the fourth thinnest. And when you go up to New Hampshire right over the border, it doesn't look that way at all.
Right,
there
right.
are so many overweight people.
That's it's why like it's always high tide fighting. Over there.
Yeah. High tide. High tide.
Good God.
Yes, we are going to go on a commercial break, I believe, and we will be right back with more of the R&D radio show. Okay, Charlie?
Sure.
If you just keep on rolling away on a distant sea, because I don't love you and you don't love me.
Are you looking for a dentist in the Lawrence, Methuen, or North Andover area? Dr. Arno Topp is dedicated to the practice of family and general dentistry. A graduate of the Tufts School of Dental Medicine, Dr. Topp has over 25 years of experience. The goal of Dr. Topp's office is to treat every patient in a complete and comprehensive manner. His experienced and friendly team will make your visit as comfortable as possible. Conveniently located at 100 Amesbury Street in Lawrence, Mass., call Dr. Topp's office today at 978-687-7811 and schedule an appointment. Emergency service is always available. Visit his website at topdentist.com. That's TOPPdentist.com.
Need a video shot of your special event? Look no further than Daniel's Video Productions. We specialize in wedding videos, music videos, or any video you might require to tell your story. Now capturing in high definition and burning onto Blu-ray or standard DVDs. From wedding vows to electric guitars, Daniel's Video Productions will capture the sights and sounds to last a lifetime. Don't trust your video to just anyone. Visit us at www.danielsvideo.com or call us at 978-590-4273. Daniel's Video Productions, making memories to last a lifetime.
Bupa Productions is one of the finest disc jockey services with a commitment to help you plan your music for your wedding. We understand that a wedding is one of the most memorable occasions for couples, and we are dedicated to making sure that yours is just the way that you want it. We are not an agency, but a family-run business. Personalized service is essential to ensuring that your wedding will be exactly the way you want it. That is why we meet with you before your wedding and discuss all of your special song selections, announcements, and introductions. On the day of your wedding, we take requests from your guest and any other requests that you may have. It is our goal to provide you with the best possible experience on your special day. Visit our website at www.bupa.com or call us at 1-800-882-2723 and let us answer your questions. It's your wedding, and we don't forget that.
Your Honor, I plead innocent. That's Golden Earring doing The Devil Made Me Do It. And I played that because Ron is at jury duty today. It was the first song that I could think of. And, you know, of course, all the listeners here are big Golden Earring fans now. And, hon, you've done jury duty, haven't you?
Yep.
Did you sit on a case?
Yes, I did.
You did?
Yep.
Okay, we'll discuss that in just a moment, okay? Do you remember it? You remember everything. You know, I can...
I don't know. Am I supposed to discuss it now that it's over? I don't know.
It was like 20 years ago,
It was not 20 years ago.
How long ago was it?
About 5 or 6.
No.
Yes, sir.
I don't remember. Well, anyway, let's talk a little bit about jury duty. You want to do that?
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to explain to you, according to Wikipedia, their definition of jury duty. Mm-hmm. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Jury duty is... I already messed up. Jury duty is service as a juror in a legal... Oh, no, I just hit a link on my thing here. I got to stop that. I don't want to... Okay.
Read much,
Dan. Jury duty is... service as a juror in a legal proceeding. When a person is called for jury duty in the United States, that service is usually not optional. One must attend or face strict penalties. You know, I worry that they've sent me the form to go to jury duty and I didn't see it. Employers are not allowed to fire an employee simply for being called to jury duty. Did you know that, Bruce?
That's right. And they have to pay you, too.
They have to pay you?
They have to pay you.
After three days, right?
Yeah.
Oh, after 3 days. Well, you're good.
Oh, they make up the difference, what you get for there. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. I remember
most
that.
People, I guess, do get full pay, I guess.
No, I think it's like
$50. About $50. Yeah. When attended, potential jurors may be asked to serve as a juror in a trial, or they may be dismissed. And it says to see jury selection and the Taylor versus Louisiana. Jury duty has been criticized by some libertarian groups as involuntary servitude that is akin to conscription. I don't know what I just read. But we will go on to jury selection.
Wow. That was trash.
Oh,
would you like that?
I don't think anybody would have known what it meant without you telling that.
Damn, what about the footnotes? You left out a whole bunch of footnotes there.
Well, jeez, you know, the footnotes look very confusing.
If you go to the Rutney versus Smith case in 1974, I don't know. that was quite the dramatic reading, Dan. That's all I'm trying to say.
All right, well, let's. Do you know the process of jury selection?
Yeah.
What do you know? What do you know?
I know that you go in there and you're all sitting there and they come up and ask questions to you. And
I bet you were gabbing with people when you were supposed to be sitting there being quiet.
You talked a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, how could I get out of this?
Really?
So I thought the answer I gave would be correct, but no, they picked me.
They picked
you? Well, that backfired.
Okay, well, let's go on to what jury selection is, and we will get back into your little experience. Jury selection, many methods used to choose the people who will serve on a trial jury.
Oh, you wanted a definition?
No, I just wanted to know what you went through. Because I know how you are, like, we can go to the supermarket or whatever, and you just stop and talk to people for... That's why I don't go to the supermarket with you anymore.
I like to know things.
The jury pool is first selected from among the community using a reasonably random method. The prospective jurors are then questioned in court by the judge and or attorneys. Depending on the jurisdiction, attorneys may have an opportunity to mount a challenge for cause argument or use one of a limited number of...
Yes,
I can't say this
waiting.
Word. Peremptory challenges? Does that
preemptory?
What does that mean? He's not at a mic though, so he's talking, and you guys can't hear him.
That verbal advantage worked well for you, huh?
Stop it! I have an idea what it means, but let's see if
I'm not an attorney. But a preemptory challenge would be when the basis on which whether or not somebody would be a potential juror would be challenged, and it would be for some sort of cause.
Well, it usually refers to
very
a right
good.
In jury selection for the defense and prosecution to reject a certain number of potential jurors who appear to have an unfavorable bias without having to give any reason. But that's my understanding of it.
Well, the easy way, by the way, to get out of jury selection, and not that I would be familiar with this, just for the record, but basically whatever question that they ask you, which is, you know, something like, would you have a problem with X? The answer is yes, I have a problem with, you know. So, for example, I almost got picked for a jury. This is about, I don't know, a couple of years ago. And they asked, do you have a problem? You know, they said, everybody holding your card, hold up your card with your number on it, whatever. If you have a problem with people who do not, who have lived in this country for 20 years and do not speak English. So I held up my card because, A, I don't want to be on jury duty. And B,
you do have problems with these.
If you've lived in this country for 15 or 20 years,
right,
you ought to be speaking English.
Yes.
That's just my opinion. But, you know, if you've been here for, you know, a year or whatever. Like, when I went to Germany for 7 days, I had a German dictionary and German phrase book because I'm trying to do what, you know, happens there. So,
you know, but...
need to make an effort if you're going to
be somewhere
for a long time.
On the flip side of that coin, I give these people credit for being able to understand two languages. I wish I could.
Well, I speak French.
You do?
Yeah.
But not too many people walk the streets
speaking
French.
Well, I only speak
that's
English,
true.
And I sometimes wonder why people will talk Spanish to me. Not like if because I'm in a job with customer service and they'll start talking Spanish to me and I'm just like looking at them. What do I? I know they probably think I could speak Spanish, but I don't. But looking at me, do I look like I really could speak Spanish?
It's funny because I know a little Spanish, and sometimes I'll throw out little pieces of Spanish in front of them, and she'll be like, "Huh?"
Yeah. So I look at them and I shake my head no. And they still continue to speak Spanish, and I'll shake my head no.
They don't speak English, in other words. They strictly don't speak
English.
Well,
once they find out that I'm just not going to respond, then the English comes out. Like, well, see, we could have avoided like 5 minutes of waste. Yeah. If you just... just spoken English.
All right. You know, in some jurisdictions that have capital punishment, the jury must be death qualified to remove those who are opposed to the death penalty.
Ooh.
Did you know that?
I missed the beginning of that, to be honest with you.
Because you were still thinking of what she said.
Well, because Charlie is blonde and
what beautiful.
Do you have? And brown eyes, are they?
Green.
Green. I can't see from here. Okay, yeah. But when I look at her, I don't think a Hispanic or Spanish-speaking person at all.
And the prettiest smile. Let's see that smile. I love it. Okay.
I think I should sit next to Bruce now.
I'll be talking. Honey, I'll see you after the show.
What's that?
Where was I?
Continue.
Okay. Attorneys sometimes use expert assistance in systematically choosing...
By the way, if you want to maximize your listeners, read Wikipedia over the...
Yeah, I know.
By the way, I just want to point that out here on WCCM.
Well, this is what Ron does. I'm trying to be like Ron. Wikipedia.
I think people kind of know.
All right, so
get the card in the
you
mail.
Know what?
How come
it's
I'm not getting any
phone
calls?
It's only a little card that is self-explanatory.
So you want me to stop?
And
this?
You're gonna just
what
keep
percentage
going?
Of the listeners are like jury duty? I wish somebody would explain it for 15.
Well,
minutes.
The only reason that I'm doing this is why?
Because Ron's on jury duty.
Very good.
Okay,
thanks,
so we know what jury duty is. So
okay.
What do you want to say about it?
Oh, boy. You know what, Bruce? Maybe you should take him back over there.
Don't put me in the
okay,
middle.
Well,
Dan's disappointed because he never gets picked to actually sit on a chair.
No, I really am glad that they don't send me anything. The last one I got had to be over 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't be saying this on the radio, right?
No. Wow. No, not at all.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you get picked for a jury and you are, I don't know. I did meet your son one time, didn't I?
Yes.
Yeah, I met him that one time about a month ago.
Yep.
And he's young, so he has an excuse. But you ought, every adult who's had a little bit of life experience should be able to get out of jury duty by all means necessary.
But wouldn't you like to sit on the Whitey Bulger trial?
No.
No,
because I have a life. I have things to do. I might be unemployed without a job and, you know, all that stuff. But I have a life that I want to live, and that doesn't include
you
sitting
find
in a
that
courthouse.
No, I know my mother used
I
to go to the...
When
I was a kid, she used to go to the Lawrence District Court just to sit there and
I'm
watch
sure
trials.
A lot of people do that, yeah.
Well, do you remember the Hockey Dads trial between Junta and Austin?
Yeah.
I actually sat in the courtroom for not all, but about three-quarters of that trial.
Right,
the
right.
Hockey Dads trial when one hockey dad beat to death another hockey
dad.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Because
I
wanted to impress everybody here.
No.
Which is why I bring it up. But since then you've gotten a life.
Oh, by choice.
I was there by choice. I don't want to be forced, you know, like indentured
servitude.
Now,
what you're telling me, though, is you would have the choice to get selected in a way, because if you really didn't want to, you'd hold up that cat.
If I want to go there, I'll go there.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to go there.
Mm. Well, I think it's annoying. Like, anytime I get a jury duty summons, it's always like for Salem, Mass.
Yeah.
Well,
it's always far.
I do remember bringing you to that. Now that you mentioned that,
it's like all the time. Anytime I get one, it's far away. Where was the last one? That was.
You had one in Amesbury or something. Was it Amesbury?
You can't even put down that you want to change a venue because. Obviously, I drive. I have a license, so I have no excuse not to go to Salem, Mass. But why do they got to send you there?
You can transfer it if you have a problem, though. Because I know I was transferred once from Salem to Lawrence because I worked in Lawrence here.
Really?
Yeah.
But you can only do that once.
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, we got a phone call, Charlie. You ready for this?
Sure.
Go ahead, caller.
Everything you guys are talking about is right up my alley today.
Oh, really?
I had to go to jury duty in Boston.
Uh-huh.
And it was an immigration case. And they did come out and say it was going to take 3 weeks.
It took me forever to find my way into Boston because I told you earlier I don't like to drive.
Right.
So the judge brings me into the room, and the first thing she asked me was, are you prejudiced? I says, no. I says, but I don't want to sit here for 3 weeks and listen to an interpreter. I got dismissed right away.
Wow.
nice.
Right off the bat, I was
Bingo.
Dismissed.
Wow, that's great.
There's always a way of getting out.
Yeah.
There is.
You know, you don't have to say you're prejudiced. Say, no, but I don't want to listen to an interpreter, and bang, I was out of there.
I
was the happiest day of my life. Pardon me?
Well, just say, I believe everybody's guilty.
That's terrible. It's your civic duty.
You know how many times they call me?
Yeah, I know. It can get a little crazy.
I get called so many times that one, I couldn't believe it. They're only supposed to call you so often. Thank God.
Once every 2 years.
You said earlier they haven't called me in a long time.
Yeah, right.
I'll go to Lawrence. I'm not going to go traveling, you know. I'm too old to be driving all over the country to go to jury duty.
Yeah,
I'll go to Lawrence.
There you go.
So what gets me, you go to Lawrence, you go someplace else, and you got people from Salem, Mass., Newburyport, and everything else, instead of going where they live,
right,
they ship you someplace else.
Right, right. Well, the chances are you might know the people where you live.
And that's why
they
do that.
Get out of jury duty real quick then.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, caller, appreciate the call. Thank you.
That was abrupt.
Okay, we have, what's that?
That was a little abrupt.
We have another caller.
Of course you do. And speaking of jury duty, Dan.
Yes?
I get stuck with it in September.
Ah, that's awful.
Yeah.
I must have one coming up. I must.
But I don't have to travel that far this time around.
Really?
Where I only have to go over to Lawrence.
Oh, that's not too bad. It's a beautiful courthouse over there, though.
Nice, yeah, man. But see, you know, I'd really rather have Newburyport Superior Courthouse because then I can go poke around and hang around town for a while.
Right.
But I don't mind Lawrence. I mean, I'll just take the bus over if the wife wants the car that day.
Right.
Are you from Lawrence?
No, I'm originally from Newburyport.
No.
From Newburyport, no kidding.
Yeah, I am. I'm originally from Newburyport.
And didn't you, weren't you from Haverhill or something?
Well, the reason why I'm living in Haverhill is because my beautiful wife was born and raised in Haverhill, and she and I both went to high school together and graduated together. So.
I see. Okay.
So you moved for her?
Yes. And besides that, it's the cheapest area around because Newburyport's so darn expensive these days.
Right.
You should have just stuck with the love story thing.
Hey, now, come on up. Now, Dan, I'm going to give you one friendly piece of advice.
Okay.
If you do plan on coming over for Newburyport for homecoming,
Matt,
try to get there either early and find a good parking spot or stay away from the paid parking lots.
Honey, he's talking about the Yankee homecoming.
Yeah. I figured that.
Do you remember the time we went?
He talks to me like I'm a
child.
We were
dating, and it was one of the best times.
She
is
pretty young, though.
I mean, we've been there since, but the first time I ever went.
Damn right, yeah.
She is young.
I hold my age better.
Well, now, wait a minute. Let's get it straight. Number one, you're the boss in the household.
Yes,
I am the boss.
Not you, Dan. Oh. She's the boss. After all these years, haven't you realized that?
Oh,
come on
realizes.
Now.
Believe me. I always...
You get the last two words in, which is yes, dear. You get the last five words in, which is whatever you say, dear. And then you have to remember not to go to bed mad at each other every night.
We hardly ever do
it's
that.
Not every night.
No, we.
But see, you know,
we
I mean,
do usually have one good disagreement a day.
But
we
see, now all women are just let's get one on the facts straight. All women are just like wine. Yeah. They get better with age.
Yeah,
that's right.
Wow.
And you know what?
Don't you feel complimented,
yeah,
Charlie?
I don't like wine, no, first of all.
I'll tell you
still,
what.
But still, like wine.
That means that right now Charlie sucks.
Yeah, I guess.
So, that's not true.
But I got Dan where I want him. So
yeah, she does. Yeah, and you know what? The first few years were tough for me because she was like laying down the law and stuff. And I just am not a good...
Now, how many years for you?
20. Well, we're going on 22 this November.
So that means it's a 22-inch leash.
Leash.
See, each year you get another inch.
He's not on a leash.
I was getting very afraid until
you know what? I never felt like I was on a leash until she made me get a cell phone.
What?
See?
She made
I'm
you?
I'm telling you.
Yes.
That cell phone was your
I'm
idea.
I'm telling you. But I'm enjoying the show this morning, Dan. And like I said, on a serious note, I tried to tell all my friends that are planning on coming over, try to get over there early no matter what day it is during the week.
And what's the name of the place you're at again? Because Ron took my notes from last week.
Okay, it's Newburyport's 54th annual Yankee Homecoming Celebration.
Right, but where are you going to be over there?
I'm going to be at the Bartlett Mall the first day of the whole entire festivities. I'm going to be in charge of old-fashioned Sunday.
That's right. And you're going to give me a freebie.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
like I said, if you're definitely going to come over, I will definitely save you a halfway decent parking spot
right near
the area.
Okay, and you're over near the courthouse, you said, or something?
Right behind the courthouse, actually. That's where most of the festivities are going
to
take place.
Okay.
But if you
want
to come over early, there's a breakfast that morning.
Yeah.
There's a pancake breakfast that starts at 7:30.
And that is Friday the 29th?
No. Sunday, August 31st.
Darn it. Bill, I think you change that date on me every week.
No, I have not. That's been a set, definite date from the start of our planning.
Dan almost had like a rage when he had that wrong there.
You know, Charlie says I don't listen.
I know. I'm like wondering, is that really his name, Bill? Right, because
Billy.
You messed up.
Right.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, guys.
Okay.
Wow.
Awesome. Is there another one there, Bruce?
No, when I go like this, that means to talk.
Oh, talk! Oh, okay.
Is that the number, by the way?
Yes, the number. If anybody would like to join in on the fun, we got a few minutes left. We have two numbers. Locally, it's 978-687-8005. Toll free, 877-687-8005. Ronnie, I miss you.
Okay. That's on 1110 WCCM.
1110, yes.
Very good.
Thank you. Honey, do you have anything you would like to discuss? Is there anything on your mind that you would like to share with the whole Merrimack Valley?
No, not really.
I find this hard to believe.
Maybe the next show. I got to ease into it.
The next one.
I want to take your place.
You know what? I'd love to hear you and Ron on the radio together.
Oh, three is really. Why not you, too?
Well, you know, sometimes it's good to take a back seat and listen.
You guys are just lucky I'm on vacation this week.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, that's right. She's on vacation this week. Yeah. So what are we going to take, a motorcycle ride to Rye Beach tomorrow? So if anybody wants to see us, we'll be up on the fifth turn up at Rye Beach on the rocks. Well, that's our private spot.
This vacation, I actually didn't tell you. I was taking what week I was taking. Because sometimes I just like a week by myself.
Yeah,
you
sure.
know.
Wow, so you do like a girl's week out instead of a girl's night out.
Wow. Really, yeah.
That's wow.
good.
I've never even heard of that. Take a vacation without your spouse.
Yeah.
And there I am standing at the door with my hands on my hips.
Yeah, he's no, he's standing there holding two bags, one in each arm, and he's like, where did she go?
You know, sometimes I like that freedom,
well,
too, though.
I get you, like, 2 days during the week. I need to, like, get things done.
Yeah.
Danny holds me up. He'll be, if he takes vacation with me, he finds things for us to do. So every project I had around the house, it doesn't get done.
Oh.
So if I don't tell him, then I know I have the beginning of the week to just get everything done.
Jeez.
And then I have Dan.
Why don't you just do disinformation and tell him, I'm doing it this week, and then he takes a week off, and then, you know.
You know, I feel like I'm standing on the radio station exposed.
Now you're in the middle. See that?
Yes, I am. Honey, what's the nickname you have for me?
Pokey.
Pokey. Now, why is that?
You're just so slow.
Oh, stop it.
Ouch.
I'm meticulous. I like to do things correctly. I don't like rushing.
At your time. Like, if we're going out and Dan's, like, not ready or he's not in a rush, you know, he'll... Oh, let me go upstairs and check my email real quick. You know, just little things like that. But if he's in a hurry.
Did you ever see The Passion of the Christ? Did you ever see that movie?
Yes.
Remember when Jesus is getting whipped with the cat of nine tails?
Yes.
That's like how I feel like you are in this situation. You're just getting your butt kicked.
I'm telling you, the first few years was tough for me.
But you can take it.
Yeah, I remember running out of my house one of the times when we were first married, and I ran into this field somewhere, and the stars were out, and I just stopped, fell to my knees, and looked up, and I said, why?
And I locked the door behind you.
Remember that time you locked the door behind me? Oh, we could talk about some arguments if you want, but we don't have enough time.
No, we don't.
Wow.
We did have a lot.
Remember the baseball bat?
What?
Just shut up.
Never mind.
Shut up.
Baseball bat?
Never mind.
I don't believe it.
It was one of those plastic ones.
He made it up, didn't he?
But yeah, how about
story for another show?
Oh my god, we should make a movie out of that.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, I can see it now.
Yeah,
because I remember we lived next door to my friend, and he did. He was just on my nerves, and somehow I got him to go take out the trash.
Yeah.
So when he did, I just locked the door behind him. I'm like, that's I'm done with him.
And the guy takes out your garbage, and then you beat him up. Wow.
I just locked him out. Just locked him out. My friend would call me. Just open the door for him. I'm like, no, you open your door for him.
Honey.
That's like the what is it, Goodfellas, whatever. They're like, yeah, we're going to go on a ride. And then strangle the guy or put a wire across his neck.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, take out the garbage. The guy gets hit.
I know.
He asked for it, though. You did.
He asked for it.
He asked for it.
Where else do you hear that justification?
You know, though, but like I said, over the years, I mean, now when she gets upset or starts, like, one of her laments, I get a kick out of it. I sometimes look forward to it.
That's because she gets a glimmer in her eye.
I do know how to. When I have to. But usually I just let her go off.
Of course. That's right.
You do.
Because, you know, she can argue with the best of them, and she'll go into a car dealership and talk them down. Like, I've never seen anybody talk these people down. I go in there, and they tell me the price. I'm like, okay.
Okay, what do I sign?
Yes. Yeah. She goes in, and she's got her calculator out, and she's putting the finger to the mouth, and she's like, that's not going to work.
That's good.
Well, I don't know. I was, like, one of five girls, so my father had to raise me. He said people would take advantage of a woman when she goes to a repair shop or anything. And
that's true.
He taught me well.
It's that, and every woman, whatever she's wearing, knows exactly how much each piece cost her, and she can tell you, I would have spent $650 on this entire outfit, but I got it instead. I went to that store. The shoes cost this, the blah, blah, blah. The whole outfit, $1.37. And they get all excited about, you know, getting the best price on whatever it is.
Right.
That's the thrill of going shopping.
And when you had five sisters total, I'm sure that they were all in competition with each other for, hey, I got these shoes for $6.
Well, yeah, kind of, but then it's like, okay, well, you get those. Can I wear those shoes tonight? You can borrow my shirt.
Yeah, my girlfriend has three sisters, so four sisters total. So, they quadrupled their wardrobe, each of them. So, very happy.
Mix and match.
Absolutely.
Honey, I forgot to tell you, I believe Cynthia Sarois is listening to us this morning.
Oh, hi, Cindy.
Is it Cindy?
Cynthia.
Why'd you say Cindy? You're nervous. You're still nervous. The show's almost over. But yeah, she said she'd try to listen, so I just wanted to get that in there. How much time we got left, Bruce?
I'm not going to tell you.
Okay.
I don't know. There's a clock right over here.
No. You don't go by those clocks. No.
Yeah, don't go by those.
About five and a half minutes.
Okay. So how's Big Brother doing, honey?
And I'm wondering if Charlie's going to uncross her arms during this whole interview. She's been like,
I
shouldn't say interview. Oh, that's why.
It's cold.
She's looked a little cross.
She needs a handsome hubby hugging her.
What? Bruce.
My God.
Save me, Bruce.
I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Do you guys want to share a microphone?
Very good.
That's good.
Another one. That is good.
Yeah, that was good. What else did I have? Did I have something else?
I don't know.
You didn't want to talk about the little speech our son gave us this week, did you?
No.
No, stay away from that? Okay. Well, then I got nothing else.
You got nothing else?
You better.
I don't know what to talk about. It's going to be beautiful the rest of the week. You picked a hell of a week for your vacation.
I'm excited. It's a good pool day today.
Is it a good pool? So you're going to be by the pool?
I am.
We going to bike week tonight up in Lowell?
Yes.
You want to do that?
Can I ask a question? Now, I know you ride a motorcycle, but do you drive a motorcycle?
No.
I've been trying to get her one. She wants to get a moped.
I'm happy with that.
There's a difference. I thought you also drove it.
No.
No, she rides on the back.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. And, you know, the funny thing is, we were riding through Haven one day. Now, we took a beautiful ride up to Rye, went to one of our favorite spots, had a good time, went out to eat up in southern Maine, and came back. It was beautiful, and we're going through the intersection over...
He's determined to make me look bad.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
Maybe I shouldn't do this.
No, continue. Go ahead.
Well, I guess I wasn't I wasn't driving to her specification.
Okay.
Again.
She's I'm going through the intersection and she's hitting me. On a motorcycle, there's all traffic around, and she's yelling at me, and she made me pull over, and she had to get off the bike. God. What did I do wrong?
You just, like, went right through everybody.
No, I stopped. And then I went. I saw an opening.
He was one of those guys on a motorcycle. Oh, traffic? No, I don't need to sit in traffic. Wow.
That is not true. Now she knows what's going on in my mind.
So you pulled ahead of the whole line of cars?
Yep.
Unnecessarily?
No. She's got a great way of making this story sound like it's going against
me. I'm trying to read between the lines here because I still don't know exactly what your sin was.
Sitting there waiting. I was at a stop.
Because I ride a motorcycle, all right, too.
Are you familiar with the Haverhill area?
I hate to butt in. It's a wrap, guys and girls.
Is it a wrap?
It's a wrap.
Okay, well, listen. It's going to be a hot week. Everybody, we're going to be back here next week with Ron. Honey, do you want to say goodbye?
Hear the last
bye.
Bit about Joe.
Don't
say goodbye. Say so long.
Okay, so long. It was great having you. And we will see you next week. Stay cool, but don't freeze.
Gotcha.
R&D on CCM.
The opinions expressed on this program were those of the host and their guests and are not necessarily those of WCCM or its sponsors.